Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can we get to something that might, you know, connect with people a little
sure,
differently?
Sure, let's do it.
How about gambling?
Let's do it.
I am looking at a photo from the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Where they're... boards and boards and boards and electronic boards full of Super Bowl props are out. Now, let me ask you this, because we haven't talked about the Super Bowl.
No, not yet.
What kind of game do you think we're going to get? I know that next Friday we'll probably go much, much deeper. Next week we can go deeper into it. But right now, a week before, what kind of game do you think we're going to get between Kansas City and Philadelphia?
All right, well... when I just look at Philly, obviously, their offense, they're going to run it. I mean, out of the last two games they played, both playoff games, one an NFC Championship game, they averaged 44 runs a game. So they're going to run it. They're not changing. And with Kansas City, like, Kansas City is a dink and dunk. Kansas City will have, like, drives of 11 and 12, 13, right? Because they're not going to throw the ball down the field. They're going to hit this little quick little out route. So they're going to earn it. And you're gonna be demoralized, and they're gonna frustrate you because Patrick Mahomes is gonna have 2 weeks to heal up, so he's gonna extend plays, he's gonna make things happen, and this would be the first time in a long time that Jalen Hurts actually has to win it, and he can't do it with his legs.
Interesting, because you know, like one of the props that stuck out to me is this is in the game, quarterback sacks by both Kansas City and Philadelphia. The number set at 5.5.
For both of them or
for
each?
Both teams?
Combined.
Total.
Really?
Because you have guys that can move, guys that can run. You got Mahomes
and
who can get
doesn't
the ball
throw.
Out, right?
You so got, not a lot of opportunities.
So it
wow, that's interesting because that's, I would say.
That number feels low, but when you sort of work through it and how quick Mahomes gets the ball out, I can see it too.
No, and the fact that just Jalen Hurts just won, they don't throw a lot. Two, he runs it. Like, he can get away.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you're like, okay, even if he is throwing it, they're probably he could probably, you know, squeeze out of it. And Mahomes just has an uncanny ability, just like Brady. Hell, you know, as far as just to get rid of the football. He'll get rid of it. He'll just throw it in the dirt. Unless you have an all-out blitz where nobody's blocked. And again, five. That's impressive.
So, will Mahomes throw an interception? Odds are the same, -110 on both the yes or the
yes,
no.
Yes, I'm a yes.
I kind of think so, too.
I think he's always good for one.
Right.
It's usually early on.
Ball tip, something like that. Guy makes an unbelievable catch, something in that vein.
All the things that he gets away with on a regular basis, suddenly somebody does 2 weeks of research on him, and they study him, and they bait him, you know, and maybe he becomes predictable, or he's desperate, and or the ball gets tipped. Yeah. Yeah, but I would say easily one. I would say one for both of them.
Do we get points in this game? And here's the reason I ask is because I'm looking at alternates point spreads, and there are some.
What is it right now?
So right now it is, hold on, the last check it was Philadelphia -1.5. Philly -1.5, over under a 50.5. So the side, which is the -1.5, up and down all week. I mentioned early on the betting on Sunday night was kind of crazy. But the over-under went from, I think it started at 49 or 49.5, and now it's up to 50.5. So the over-under's gone up a little bit, and the line on the side was kind of all over the place. But here are some alternate point spreads, right?
Okay.
So you can get...
Now, how can they have an alternate... Sorry to be the ignorant
no,
person
no, no,
in the
please
group.
Please ask.
How can you have so many different sites?
Because, yeah, so the alternate point spread is set up for the D-gen who thinks that, like, Philadelphia can cover 7, even though the number is 1.5. So what it is you weigh
it. And they get paid
it,
more money?
Yeah, you weigh it with different odds. So, for example, if you want Chiefs -3.5, you can get that bet at +170. Right? But if you go Eagles +3.5,
okay,
you're -190 on
that. I get it.
So there, in fact, here are the ones that are listed, right? Chiefs -3, Chiefs -7.5. You can go Chiefs -10.5 at +400. And then it goes all the way up there.
Chiefs -10.5.
But you can go all the way to Chiefs -17.5 and get a number. Now you want to go the other way. You go Eagles -7.5, that's +240. So if you think the Eagles are going to win by 8, that's a pretty good price when you stop and think about it. There's also over-under alternate lines as well. If you want to go 39.5 and go over, you're paying -450 to win $100.
So tell me if you think this is true.
Yeah.
Because all these guys, you know, they make these bets, and there's a lot of history and ATS and blah, blah, blah,
and all that
stuff. I feel like these games are tougher to read based on the fact that it is a Super Bowl. And if you've never played in a Super Bowl, and if you look at my regular season numbers and you look at my trends and you look at what I've been able to overcome, I don't think those numbers hold up. Like, I think the one number that I saw was like, okay, how often the Philadelphia Eagles ran in the last two games. One, they played against a team that had no business being out there. They couldn't stop them at all. And then the championship game against the 49ers, Bosa got hurt. They had no offense, and he scored a lot of touchdowns on the ground, but it was like you knew the game was over. You're just trying to kill the clock. And you had this nice lead, and you had no threat of the other team generating any offensive points whatsoever. So the devil is in the details when it comes to this, and I look at it like that's not a real true indicator of what I think you're going to get.
Well, I think injuries become a big factor, and they're hard to sort of calculate because you get the week to get ready. So you assume, wasn't Lane Johnson playing with a torn groin, right? Okay, that guy's going to have time to rest, but can it get worse? Can he end up leaving the game? Or who are the dudes that were like this close to playing at points during the postseason where with a little bit of rest you're going to be able to get them back and they might not be full Voltron, let's say. However, you can get them back and maybe you get 15 plays out of a guy. So I think on the whole, though, a lot of the numbers hold because, look, we know Philadelphia can throw the ball, but they don't really want to, I don't think. I think Nick Sirianni, if he could run it 40 times and throw it 20, he's much more comfortable than even just being balanced at 30 runs and 30 throws.
Yeah.
I don't think that is changing necessarily.
Okay.
I think it's more the injury end or the explosive plays that Kansas City can make that for me in trying to handicap this game somewhat that I'm kind of having a hard time just sort of figuring out who might be some of those guys that are healthy enough to be able to make those big plays.
See, I always look at when you look at all-time greats, the GOATs of the world, and you start with the quarterback position. So I think that the game will be close. Okay? Because if you say Philly has the edge, then you say, well, listen, it's Patrick Mahomes. Like Patrick Mahomes is starting to be viewed and talked about in the same kind of way as Brady was. Mm-hmm. So you sit there and you go and you do all this research, you know, and because I used to hear this all the time when it came to, you know, predictions of games and Super Bowls. Well, you know, Philly has this, this, and this, and they should be able to run the game. And their defense, boy, they get after the quarterback, and nobody has more sacks than them. They just, their defensive front is unbelievable. They have like five players and double-digit sacks. It's like an NFL record.
Mm-hmm.
So then the same person that says this is, they got Patrick Mahomes. They got Patrick Mahomes. So it's like, no matter what you do, no matter how you game plan him, he'll be in the game at the end. Like, he just always is, you know? And then they'll manage the clock the right way. Their defense will come up with a key stop at the right time. And God forbid he'll get the ball back. Like, he'll get the ball back. And just like Brady, he'll get points. That, to me, is where everybody's – that's my point. It's like, I feel like this is – I don't care what your numbers say, your charts say. How do you quantify – Mahomes, what is he worth? Like, what, and when all your charts are done and it says, oh, okay, listen, you know, Philly by 10. Really? What variable did you use for Mahomes? Because I would say you're not giving him enough respect.
Well, it's interesting because you mentioned, and I'll just look at this as a gambling sign of respect, right? So I'm looking at the winner of the MVP of Super Bowl 57. Jalen Hurts, 5-4 odds.
Okay.
Pat Mahomes, 23-20 are the odds. So 23/20. So for, you know, it's just skinny in terms of those guys. But like Travis Kelce is 18-1. Isaiah Pacheco is 60-1. Chris Jones is 80-1. On the Philly side, AJ Brown 20-1. Devontae Smith 40-1. Miles Sanders 20-1. In terms of, so clearly the bookmakers are thinking if Kansas City's going to win it, it's going to be because Mahomes is great, and that's why his odds are what they are. But with Philadelphia, even though Hurts is the favorite, you're not crazy on the odds of some of those other skill guys. So it kind of feels like other than Kelce, it's all Mahomes and Kelce and that's it. But with Philadelphia, there's a couple of guys, and they even have Haason Reddick as the same odds as A.J. Brown and Miles Sanders.
For the MVP?
For the MVP, yeah.
Wow.
Just in terms of that, like you said, the whole respect, things like that. How about this one? More gross passing yards, not net, gross passing yards between Mahomes and Hurts. However, Mahomes is -50.5. So basically, Mahomes has got to get more gross passing yards by 51 or more if you pick him to be able to win that.
I like that one.
It is interesting to think about it, right?
They
weigh Mahomes to a half. So it's Mahomes -0.5, more touchdown passes between Mahomes and Hurts. I think that's easy. I think that's Mahomes all day long.
Yeah, no, I was like, huh. Those are the bets that I'm looking for. Like, not to be some hard old bet guy, because I'm not, but those are the ones I'm not at all. But I do like, I was like, huh. Okay. And that's where I feel like that's like a former player who's played in the Super Bowl. Like, I feel like there's an edge for it to me, like in some regard, based on how affected some guys get. So when you have this great plan and sure as hell, like you're spending the whole week and people are talking about all the things you're going to do and sure as hell, none of it works. So you've been running the football like crazy. So I know you got A.J. Brown. I know you got, like, great wide receivers. You got a good tight end. I'm just like, man, if they have to play left-handed and Hurts is forced to throw it, which is baseline, you know, analysis type stuff, I just feel like he's going to struggle.
And it is different throwing it when you have to throw it versus throwing it when it's within the context of running your play action.
Let me give you a have-to-throw-it obvious situation. You've seen him a million times.
I like it.
It's third down, right? It's third and eight. It's fine, whatever. It's a tough to get, manageable but tough, right? Third and eight isn't a given. You got to earn it. You got to push your route to 9.5, maybe 10, to give yourself some room. And the route takes longer. And now they sit there and go, we know you got to throw it. We know you have to throw it. Now let's see who wins, right? And now let's get creative with our defensive fronts. Let's take a chance maybe with the blitz and see if this guy can pick it up. Even in the last game, the first game against the 49ers, Jalen Hurts, you know, hit the hot route. They hit the and had a first down.
He did.
But it was close to being incomplete. Okay. Made it. AJ Brown made an unbelievable catch right at his shoelaces. But those are the type of things that I'm thinking, man, if the San Francisco 49ers had an offense, it would be such a better, different game. So that's me. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, it feels like San Francisco missed a real opportunity there against Philly. You know, Philly's had a great record all year long. I like him, but I don't love him. And I don't know why, because defensively they're good. They're great along both lines of scrimmage. It's more than just Jalen Hurts for me. And maybe it's the coaching aspect of it as well.
I was going to say,
I wonder if Philly starts to smell their own farts a little bit.
Well, that was my next question, is just the coaching matchup, which I think is...
It's not even close.
It's Andy Reid by a mile.
When you played... I know sports gaming wasn't what it was. You would have been aware of point spread. Were you aware of anything else? Props, things like that?
No, not really. It was really just point spread.
That's all it was.
It was point spread and, just really just like all the, talking heads.
Bill ever go down that road with y'all? I know as soon as they made a parade, it was, oh, my God, and you lapped it up.
There's a video of me, like, just never been more focused in my life. And you know how challenging that is. I was like, they're talking smack.
They must have brought a donut in, too.
No, there's no food. There's no food. It is a classic line because it's so funny. None of us had any idea. Like, you're going to have to find it, Nick, because it is an interesting note. Like, every city preps for a parade.
You don't win
the Super Bowl on a Sunday and then go, hey, let's start working on it now, Sunday night. They all sit there and go, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And sure as hell, like, we didn't know this. We thought they were, like, already kind of cashing their checks.
Talking about the Philadelphia parade after the game. All right. It's 11 o'clock in case anyone wants to attend that. It's going to go from Broad Street up to Washington Avenue, past City Hall, then down to Benjamin Franklin Parkway, and we'll end up at the Art Museum. Plan today, right?
That was great.
And it was like a giant bowl of soup for you, wasn't it? Just dump it right down.
I was like, it was great. But nobody knew. No. So the coaching, so I actually was going to ask you about just, I think people look at Sirianni as kind of, douchey,
a boob.
Dopey.
It's that initial press conference.
Yeah. And
it's easier to play faster when the plays are there and the plays and you know what you're doing. It's like, wait, what? Can you speak?
I feel like he's got some wrestler in him. He's got some WWE entertainment value. You watch him on the sideline. You watch the way he interacts with the crowd. He mugs to the camera. He mad mugs to the camera.
Do you think he's going to bust out like a Hulk Hogan?
I do. I feel like it's in him.
What you going to do, Andy Reid, the Eagles run wild?
What happens when that buffet line is long and you can't get your food, Andy Reid? Your stomach's going to grumble.
You want a cheeseburger, don't you, fatty? Yeah, I got it right here when we win.
I mean, that's just me now.
I like him.
But
I like him.
Sirianni's done better than I thought.
Less thinking equals talent takeover, but we need to have systems in place, and we will have systems in place to do so.
Right.
This is when he was trying too hard to make everybody happy. Now he doesn't give a crap.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Now he doesn't give a crap. He's like, we're good.
Go to the playoffs 2 years in a row, and I don't know if they think... By the way, I know there was a report that I guess Sirianni, really likes Jalen Hurts, but I guess Howie Roseman's kind of like, I don't know if he's really a long-term guy.
I played a couple of them at Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Oh, yeah. There's that, too, the Rock, Paper, Scissors.
I heard that one. That's a good one,
too. Did you ever play Rock, Paper, Scissors with Belichick?
Nope.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.